Reflecting God's glory. Matthew chapter 5 verse 16. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. As we step into the year ahead, a critical question arises. How can we make a lasting impact for God's kingdom? Jesus gives us a clear directive in Matthew chapter 5 verse 16 to let our light shine so that our lives reflect God's glory. We live in a world filled with darkness, uncertainty, division and hopelessness. But as followers of Christ, we're called to be his light, shining brightly and pointing others to him. Let's explore what it means to reflect God's glory in our daily lives. Letting your light shine. Jesus uses the metaphor of light to describe the role of believers. Just as a lamp dispels darkness, our lives should radiate the truth and love of Christ in a broken and sin-sick world. The word light, in this context, conveys the idea of visibility. A hidden light is useless, but a light placed where it can be seen illuminates and transforms. Our faith must be lived out openly, making a difference in the lives of those around us. Philippians chapter 2 verse 15 says, "Live clean, innocent lives as children of God, shining like bright lights in a world full of crooked and perverse people." The Apostle Paul reminds us that our lives should stand out in contrast to the darkness around us. Our purity, love, and commitment to God's ways should be evident to all. Imagine walking through a dark forest with a single flashlight. That small beam of light provides clarity and direction. Our lives should offer guidance and hope to those stumbling in spiritual darkness. Be intentional about living in a way that points others to Christ. Examine your actions, words, and attitudes. Are they shining brightly, or are they hidden under the busyness of life? Ask God to reveal ways that you can better reflect his light this year. Glorifying the Father. The purpose of letting our light shine is not to draw attention to ourselves, but to glorify God. When others see our good deeds, their focus should shift to our Heavenly Father. The Greek word for glorify in Matthew chapter 5:16, doxazo, means to honour, praise or magnify. Our actions should lead others to see God's greatness and respond in worship. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 12 says, "Be careful to live properly among your unbelieving neighbours. Then even if they accuse you of doing wrong, they will see your honourable behaviour and they will give honour to God when he judges the world." Peter emphasises that our conduct matters. Even in the face of opposition or misunderstanding, our lives can be a powerful testimony of God's grace and goodness. A magnifying glass makes small details visible and clear. Our lives should magnify God's character, making his love and truth evident to those who may not yet know him. Let your life be a testimony of God's grace and goodness. Whether at work, at home, or in your community, strive to act in ways that point others to him. Ask yourself, do my words and deeds glorify God or distract from him? Living as salt and light. In Matthew chapter 5 verses 13 to 16, Jesus expands the metaphor of light to include salt. Salt preserves and enhances, while light illuminates and reveals. Together, these images challenge us to live distinctly as agents of change in the world. Being salt means preserving truth and living out God's principles in a culture that often rejects them. Being light means revealing God's love and guiding others towards him. Colossians chapter 4 verse 6, "Let your conversation be gracious and attractive, so that you will have the right response for everyone." The Apostle Paul calls us to reflect God's character not just in actions, but also in our speech. Grace-filled words can open doors for meaningful conversations about faith. A mirror reflects light only when it's clean and positioned correctly. Our lives reflect God's glory when we walk in holiness and maintain a close relationship with Him. Speak and act in ways that reflect God's character. Take time to consider how you can be both salt and light in your community. Whether it's through acts of kindness, sharing your testimony, or standing firm in your convictions, commit to living out your faith in practical ways. In conclusion, Jesus calls us to reflect His light and glorify His name in all we do. Letting your light shine reminds us of the importance of living visibly for Christ. Glorifying the Father focuses on the ultimate purpose of our good deeds, to point others to God. Living as salt and light challenges us to preserve truth and reveal God's love in every aspect of our lives. As we move forward in 2025, let's commit to being a light in our families, workplaces, and communities. Ask God to help you reflect His glory in all you do. If you've never experienced the light of Christ in your life, today is the perfect day to step out of darkness. John chapter 8 verse 12 says, "I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness, because you will have the light that leads to life." Friend, will you invite Jesus to be the light of your life? Will you confess your need for Him and repent from your sin? Will you believe in His saving work on the cross and commit to following Him? He promises to guide you, strengthen you, and shine through you. God bless.